Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, for tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Vision Baptist Church, Lord, for this building you've given us, Lord, to be able to gather here tonight and worship your name, Lord. Hear your word be preached, God. I pray, God, for tonight's message, Lord, that you'll use it to speak to someone's heart tonight, Lord. Pray, God, that you open our minds, our hearts to the preaching of your word tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you can open your Bibles, please, to the book of Ephesians. We'll be in the New Testament tonight. Ephesians chapter 5. Is everything okay? Is this working well? Is it good? Okay. Good, good, great, good, great. Ephesians chapter 5. As you all know, Pastor Schaefer's not here tonight. He's out of town. I'm not sure where he went, but... And he asked me to preach for tonight. So that's always a blessing. I don't mind preaching. I love it. Ephesians chapter 5. We'll be reading in verses 15 through 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. The Bible says this. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I had a different message prepared for tonight. I was actually going to preach on the devil. But as I was reading my Bible this morning, these three verses really hit me. They are very powerful verses. We see in verse 15, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And I have 3 points for tonight. Point number one, walk carefully in your Christian life. Walk carefully in your Christian life. It's very important that as Christians, we walk carefully. The Bible says, it says it in verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly. In other words, be careful. Be alert in your Christian life. Sometimes as Christians, we drop our guard. You know, everything's going fine. You know, you have no problems. Everything's going okay. You have nothing to worry about. And then slowly, I've done it before. You stop reading your Bible. You don't read it as much as you used to. You stop coming to church. And then once you do that, that's when the devil comes in. And he attacks you. He attacks your spiritual life. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And as Christians, we are in a battle against the world, the devil, and the flesh. And that's why it is very important that we walk carefully, that we be alert in our Christian lives. And then the Bible says this, not as fools, but as wise. Folks, don't think you know everything. That happens a lot. I do that a lot sometimes. There's days where I think I know everything. Oh, it's fine. I got this. I'll save my Bible reading for later. Because I got to do this, this, and that, and I know I'll be fine. And then when you throw yourself in that position, that's when the devil comes in. That's when the world comes in. That's when the flesh comes in. And you start getting attacked. You're under attack by all three of those things. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in what you know. I remember a few days ago, I was riding in a car with a coworker a while back. And he was just talking about how this guy knows everything. Everything. He's always right. And I remember when we were talking, he even said this. He said, sometimes I can't just talk to other people because some people just can't understand all the wisdom I have. You know, I didn't say anything to that. You know, I just kept on. I'm not much of a talker, but I like to listen a lot. And I think that's why people open up to me a lot sometimes, because I listen. I love to listen to people. I'm not much of a talker, but I like to listen. And when he said that, you know, I still kept quiet. I kept on listening to him. And he was a Hispanic guy. He was talking about, you know, how he's Hispanic, and he was talking about the history of Mexico and the Mexicans and how they all came from the Aztecs and all this and that, and how that's the reason why Mexicans are such hard workers and this and that. And I was just listening to the guy, you know. I wasn't gonna, you know, try to go against him or anything. Like, I was just listening to him, and I said, man, this guy, he just thinks he knows it all. And then he was talking about how he doesn't need God, this and that. He knows, he believes in the gods of the Aztecs, this and that. And I said, okay, you know, this guy was full of himself. But the thing is, folks, sometimes as Christians, We get it. We'll throw ourselves into a spot like that where we just think we know everything. But the Bible says this, and back to when we'll go back to verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Don't think you know everything, folks. Don't think that. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Very famous passage here, story. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. I won't read it because of time. I still have more in my sermon here. But we see here in Matthew chapter 7, this is the story of when Jesus was speaking to the multitude. Before this story happens, he was telling them about all the good things they need to do and all the bad things they shouldn't be doing. And at the end, he finishes with this story, verses 24 to 27. He talks about the wise man and the foolish man. I don't know if some of you have worked with kids. I don't know if you've ever heard that song. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And then there was the foolish man. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Be wise, folks. Build your house upon the rock. Amen. That rock represents Jesus Christ. That's who you want to build your life, your Christian life, on that rock, which is Jesus Christ. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down, the floods came, the problems of life, and the house on that rock, it stood firm. It stood firm. That rock is Jesus Christ. That's who you want to build your life on. That's how you're going to walk carefully and alert in your Christian life. If you decide to build your life on that rock, that's how you will be wise. Walk not as fools, but as wise men. And we'll go ahead and jump to point number two. Save your time because the days are evil. Save your time because the days are evil. Verse 16. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Let me tell you something, young man, young lady. Save yourself some time by living and walking with God. Save yourself some time by living and walking with God. I've known older people who've gotten saved when they were older, and they wish they could get that time back that they spent doing things they shouldn't be doing, instead using that time to be serving God. Instead of wasting all that time on drugs, parties, and doing all these other things that they shouldn't be doing, they wish they could get that time back, but they can't. You can't. That's why right now, as young people, and I'm speaking directly to the young people right now, save yourself some time. Redeeming the time, the Bible says. Redeeming the time. Saving yourself time. Because the days are evil. Folks, we live in very wicked times. You have adultery going on like never before. Fornication, idolatry, pornography, drugs. All this stuff is destroying our families. It's destroying relationships. And it's destroying our nation. And you could see it, folks. It is literally destroying our nation. And God hates all of this. He hates all of this. But this is why he warns us straight from the word of God. See then that ye walk carefully, circumspectly, alerted, not as fools, but wise. Redeeming the time. Saving yourself some time. Because the days are evil. The days are evil, folks. And the devil is out. The world, your flesh is out to destroy your life. That's why it's very important, folks, that you build your life on that rock which represents Jesus Christ. And you'll save yourself a lot of time from heartache and any other problems. We'll go ahead and go to excuse me. We'll go ahead and go to point number three. Lean not on your own understanding. Verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Let's go ahead and go to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. We'll be reading verses 5 and 6. Very famous verses here. I'm pretty sure a lot of you know these verses. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. The Bible says this: "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Going back to that verse in the beginning, be not as fools, but as wise. Don't think you know everything, folks. Don't try to take control of the circumstances that are going on in your life. Once we try to do that, and like I said, I've actually done that before. I've have experience like that. That's why I know as well. There's some times in my life where I want to take control of something, and it just goes horrible. It goes horrible. Sometimes God has a different timing, but you want it to happen now. You want it to happen right now, and you don't want to wait. And then you do it your way, and you mess up, and everything else messes up. That's why, like we just read right now, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Don't lean into what you know. Like I said in the beginning, don't think you know everything. We're fools. We sometimes as Christians, we think we know everything. But the thing is, we need to learn to lean on Him. He's the one that's going to help us. He's the one that's going to help us make those important decisions in life. And sometimes you just have to wait. I personally don't like waiting. I don't know of anybody else that likes to wait on God. But if you wait on Him, and in His answer, everything is going, it's going to be great. His timing is always perfect, folks. Lean not unto thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Going back to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. If you want to have a successful Christian life, you want to be careful in your Christian life. A lot of people don't take it serious, folks. With all this COVID stuff happening, a lot of people left church. I know, for some people, they're very scared of the virus. But the thing is, the devil is using that as well to scare people away, especially from church. There was a lot of controversy in that, especially in California. I don't know if you know of North Valley Baptist Church, but that's the college. I go to a Golden State Baptist College over there in Santa Clara. And over there, it's crazy strict, super strict. They wouldn't let Pastor Treber open up the church for not at all. And they were giving him all these fines, thousands of dollars that he had to pay. The devil was at war. He's fighting. He doesn't care. He wants to destroy my life, and he wants to destroy your life. Sometimes as Christians, we don't see that. We just see, oh, everything's fine, you know. We got this virus going on right now. And I understand some people have been affected by it a lot. But the devil uses that as well. And he wants to keep kids, teenagers, adults, families away from church. And he's using that. But if you as a Christian, you want to have a careful walk with God, you want to be in God's will. Raise your hand if you want to be in God's will. Raise your hand. Amen. I want to be in God's will. I want to be in God's perfect will as well. And the only way I'm going to do that is if I do what Proverbs chapter 3 has to say. And I'll read it again. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, and all your choices that you have, make sure, young man, young lady, that you acknowledge Him. Make sure you go to Him first. If you have to go to the Word of God as well. Sometimes the Word of God will speak to you through the Word of God. Or go to your pastor or another spiritual leader or someone you know that is right with God. Look for that godly advice. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, the Bible says. And He shall what? He shall direct thy paths. If you want to have a successful Christian life, if you want to live clean, happy, very important, happy, The world, the devil and the flesh, they don't offer that. They offer temporary pleasure, but it doesn't last long. But God, the word of God right here, it will make you happy. Maybe not the way you expect it to be, but it doesn't matter because our expectations is not what God has for us. He has something greater. And whatever He has is better than what you wanted or what you expected. Always acknowledge Him. Trust in Him. If you're going through a hard time in your life, make sure you trust in Him. Right here on my phone, I have a picture of... I loved it. To me, it was a huge blessing. So a friend has shared it to me. It's a picture of Daniel. Some of you guys won't be able to see it, but it's a picture of Daniel here when he's surrounded by the lions, when he was in a den of lions. But in this picture, he's looking straight up. He's looking straight up. Who do you guys think he's looking at? God. God. He's looking at God. When you get into problems like that, in any storm in your life, family problems, relationship problems, problems with your kids, and there's sometimes where you're just doing everything right, and there is sometimes where you're the one that messed up. But even then, when you're in a storm like that, the devil will try to use that. He'll try to shake you up so you can lose your balance and not keep walking in the path that God wants for you, that has for your life. And the devil will use that. But when you're going through those type of problems, stuff like that, all you can do is pray, read your Bible, and look up. That's all you can do. And like I said, there's sometimes where we want to take control. I'm very like that. Sometimes I just want to take control. I want to know what happens next. I just want to get it over with. This hurts, I say. But sometimes I just need to calm down, take a breath, and look up. God is the one that's in control. If you want to live a happy Christian life, acknowledge Him. Look up. Acknowledge Him, the Bible says. And He shall direct you to the right path. Young man, young lady, father, mother, maybe tonight you need to get right with God. Tonight's the night. Let's go ahead and bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father,